Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
There are consequences to actions. For weeks on this podcast, we've been sounding the alarm on the vile, baseless conspiracies targeting Patrick Clancy. We've been saying it was time for him to take the gloves off and go after these toxic online sleuths legally. And now he's doing exactly that through his attorney. Patrick has issued a stern warning. The defamation campaign stops now, or lawsuits are coming. But what does hunting down internet trolls look like in actual practice? Joining us to continue the very conversation we started just a few weeks ago on this very topic, defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Fattis, along with Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. Eric, let's start. Practically speaking, how difficult is it for a legal team to track down and unmask TikTok users, Reddit sleuths, people just posting their videos? I mean, I get when you have brands and bigger names that may be doing this, but a lot of it doesn't even necessarily come from bigger names. Some does, but the tendrils are the thousands of people that just keep spreading it. It's whack-a-mole from hell. I mean, how do you go about trying to patrol something like this or bring consequences to those who just refuse to stop spreading baseless lies about a man who lost his three children?
There are a lot of complicating factors to that. One is that you really need a solid investigator and probably an investigation team, and not one that is limited to your home state, but one that has reach throughout the country and I guess conceivably internationally, because these folks, they could be anywhere. And then on top of that, how do you learn who they are? Some of these folks do this anonymously. Sometimes they are working through encrypted channels and things like that. And so getting past those barriers is tough too. And then on top of that, how do you identify that they're the ones who were actually posting? Let's say it's an X account or something like that, where it's a textual post. How do you identify that they're the person behind that doing that work? You know, you can do production records requests. You can do certain legal mechanisms to try to learn that. But it is a tremendous undertaking with so many moving parts.
Is there a way, Eric, I'm going to research here in a second, that as we're talking about this, it just keeps coming to my mind, like you're saying, how challenging and difficult this is, you know, and our laws, I don't think, have kept up nearly as fast on defamation or even cease and desist or restraining orders. I mean, is there any other these legal machinations that you think would fit better or on top of? But again, if you can't identify these individuals, how do you do that? So I guess a multiple question packet here is, should we be updating the laws? How would we update them? And would any of these other mechanisms work better or in congruence with a defamation suit? Everything, go.
I agree that the defamation laws are kind of behind the times on stuff like this. You know, back in the day, you might have a person in a news article who is quoted making a factual statement that was defamatory. And then you can go to the reporter and be like, hey, it was John who said that, wasn't it? And then you go to John and you can bring a claim for defamation against that person. Here, there's anonymity issues, there are platform issues. The logistics of trying to bring a successful claim against these folks, let alone whether it would even be collectible if they have assets, that kind of thing. And in what state do you bring it? There are venue and jurisdiction issues when we're talking about digital communications and where those would fall on.
Let's try and define the line here between theory, which exists in many cases, and defamation. A lot of creators protect themselves by throwing in phrases like, in my opinion, and it's just a theory. I mean, legally, where is the line drawn where a true crime, you know, hot take crosses over into financially, you know, ruinous defamation with what's being said online?
It is a bit blurry, I'd say. And for defamation, that only applies to statements of fact, not opinions. Well, what's the difference between those two? If I say, you know, in my opinion, Reddington is a bad person or something.
Sure.
Opinion, he's a horrible dresser. Are those things an opinion or is that actually a statement of fact veiled as an opinion? You know, I think you can include that qualifying language and that might confer some protections, but really the heart of it is, was it actually a representation of fact that was wrong or not? And, you know, who decides that? Ultimately a jury, months or years down the road. And so you can see sort of how attenuated and complicated it could be to try to prevail on a defamation claim under these circumstances.
But there's a big difference between saying, I don't like how Reddington, or I think Reddington's a bad dresser, versus Patrick Clancy killed his children. You know, it's one's an opinion, a clear opinion. The other is a statement of fact of something that isn't even up for debate. I mean, you can't just like randomly go online and start accusing people of killing their children when there's no evidence pointing to that whatsoever. There's no charges of it. That's a defamatory statement right there. There is a big difference there. Is there a big difference? So even if, I mean, how well is one protected who makes the statement of, I think Patrick Clancy killed his children, in my opinion? I don't feel that way, by the way, but how protected truly is someone who just follows it up with that caveat?
Right. You know, I think you can't make what is an obvious statement of fact and then sort of do this cop out and be like, oh, well, that's just in my opinion, or that's, you know, the theory that I'm thinking. And that is Patrick Clancy killed his children. And I think if you're asserting that in an affirmative factual sense, and then you just sort of hang something on the end saying, oh, that's just my opinion, I'm not sure that provides complete protection. I think the jury is going to look at what was the meaning of this statement? What was the intention of the declarant? Those things matter too. And if it's to get a bunch of views by saying something provocative like Patrick Clancy killed their children, I think adding on, in my opinion, I'm not sure that provides full protection.
Yeah. And so I looked it up for those that are curious. So the famous rule is 1964 and is still standing as of this past summer. The last nationwide statute for defamation was updated in 2010. Last practical updates of the state anti-slap and deepfake bills was 2025-26. So they're kind of doing little things along the way. So when someone is, I lost my train of thought as I was going on that. So Todd, go back. I mean, Tony, go back to you.
Let's talk about the what actually would happen here. You know,
that was my question. Right?
The threats have been made. So if an influencer does get hit with one of these suits, and not even an influencer, just somebody who's been saying this online, I would assume they'd be looking at folks that have somewhat of a following to go after someone who's saying things like this. So if an influencer gets hit with one of these suits, I mean, what exactly does the discovery process look like for something like this? Are they suddenly going to have to hand over their private DMs and monetization records to prove they were profiting off of the falsehoods? Because a lot of the people who are saying this sort of shit aren't making money. They're getting their emotional capital, if you will, by feeding this machine and these theories. And there's just a lot of people that do that. This is what they do all day. And it's not necessarily a money-making venture for them. Even if they have large followings and their voice is making an impact in the ether, if there's no profit motive going on, just sheer I want my voice to be heard motive going on, does that change the dynamics of a potential suit?
Well, it doesn't change the letter of the law in the sense that the claimant would not have to prove that the influencer actually made money. But it certainly changes the nature and dynamic of the case, because if you can show that there is some monetary intent for making false statements about somebody, that probably increases your damages. It certainly makes the at-fault party look more culpable. You probably have a stronger case. That being said, even if there was no monetary intent, just the reputational damage, if you can prove it on behalf of somebody like Patrick Clancy, who has received death threats allegedly and things like that, you could prove that. That monetary intent piece, though, it would certainly be a factor in how the case is handled.
And here's what I forgot to ask when I let it slip my mind. So, and what about cases like this, Eric? Because I think this is part of the challenge with this also. A lot of people are putting in really inflammatory titles on videos, titles on articles, titles on TikTok, all these things that are the clickbait that the algorithm is picking up on that are very, very inflammatory, very derogatory, and could be subject to defamation. But the content of the video themselves has nothing to do with that. So there's an impact there, obviously. But is it, I mean, how does that looked at by a court?
I know, I hear you. And I've seen that myself. I've seen where there's a some kind of, you know, provocative title like father
Patrick
is actually the one to blame. Father's actually the one to blame. And then you get into the content and it's like, well, these are some theories and, you know, some people have suggested this, whatever. But that title alone, Robin, that alone can be a factual representation that could cause damage to another person. And so even if they're sort of hiding behind this title and trying to protect themselves in the content itself, that title is on the table when it comes to possibly defamatory statements, for sure.
And doesn't also defamation, doesn't have to show that the person being targeted, in this case, Patrick, would have monetary loss because of the defamation? Does he have to show that, not show that? Because I know the challenge in this case is he is employed, he is working in Manhattan, and he's married, but he's getting assaulted. And so, because in this case, to me, it's not necessarily the monetary loss, although if he loses a job over it, that's one thing, but also the fear factor of his life and physical threats against him because of this. Because as we said yesterday, you know, you got a lot of people self-radicalizing because you have all these people out there saying all these horrendous things. Well, they come together in one group and they start escalating up from there together. So is that come part of it?
You know, it depends on the jurisdiction, Robin. Some jurisdictions for civil tort claims, like a defamation claim, do require some showing of economic loss. Now, this can be a modicum of economic loss. It could be, you know, that a person works hourly and they had to take 5 minutes out of their day to respond to somebody else and didn't get paid for that 5 minutes because they're responding to a death threat or something. That would probably be enough. Whereas other jurisdictions just say, hey, the threat alone, the reputational harm, the emotional distress, the pain and suffering, the inconvenience, those are all legitimate categories of damages too. And those would be at the forefront, I'd imagine, of a case like this. And I doubt a judge is going to kick such a case just because there might be some difficulty in showing some financial loss. That's really not what's at issue in this tort anyway.
And one more follow-on to that, because everyone keeps now taking pictures of Patrick with his new wife. Can she also file as a separate, or would it be on with her, or does she not have a claim even though she's not really being targeted by name necessarily, but because she's being photographed together with him?
You know, my understanding is most states do not allow for like a what's called a derivative claim like that. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if someone, let's say a different claim, someone was hurt in a car accident, a husband, and he can no longer be romantic with his wife, the wife would have a derivative claim against the at-fault party in that sense. But in this sense, I doubt a court's going to let that kind of a derivative claim. I think the wife would have to show, would have to meet the elements on her own that there was a false statement against her and she suffered damages.
What about the ones that claimed she was the mistress?
Oh yeah, that would be a direct claim. Yeah. That would be a direct statement affecting the wife there, and that could be grounds. Yeah.
Is it ever? I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to guess a lot of the people who have gone down this road. I mean, I can't think of any reputable creators that have gone down this road. It's just a lot of kind of one-offs, if you will, that some have some followings. But is it truly worth it for Patrick Clancy to go after these people and continue to draw more attention? I mean, people have their dumbass opinions no matter what. The facts don't matter to some people. And these are the ones who are going down this road. Should you keep pouring fuel on the fire that you will never truly extinguish, because these people will never truly be extinguished? And there's far more of them than any human could possibly whack-a-mole down.
You know, when deciding to file a lawsuit, there are legal considerations and there are practical considerations. And you've got to have both front of mind, because you could have the strongest case in the world, but if it is not collectible, if there is no way your attorney is going to get paid, if there, you know, those things might dissuade someone from pursuing such a lawsuit. Now, on the other hand, Tony, you look at the Alex Jones and InfoWars stuff.
Yeah.
That he was prominent enough to where it did make sense to go after him for defamation based on some statements he made that a jury determined were false. Sure. About a school shooting, is my understanding. And so if it's a big enough influencer and they have, yeah, assets and they're on a sizable platform, maybe, yeah, in this world it does.
Yeah, I agree there. I've yet to see one that's, you know, Susie from Paducah being anywhere close to InfoWars, you know, in terms of stature. What about the criminal crossover? I mean, Patrick's team mentioned notifying law enforcement. I mean, at what point does a coordinated, relentless online smear campaign cross, you know, from a civil defamation issue into criminal cyber stalking? When they say we notified law enforcement, what does that mean?
You know, is that a completely hollow threat that and they know law enforcement would be hard pressed to sort of bring a criminal action on this? Or do they have something more that some of which might not be public? You know, cyber stalking, you have to prove that there is emotional distress. You have to prove usually repeated contacts that are unwanted. You told the person to stop. You have to prove a knowledge on behalf of the other person that they knew that this is going to cause distress to somebody and they keep doing it. And then you have to contrast that or weigh it against possible First Amendment concerns, which I think Jensi may have mentioned in the comments. And so it gets a little prickly and a little tough in this world of cyber stalking and yeah, online harassment and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of new territory for everybody in terms of how this ecosystem all works and the causes and effects. I mean, some are obvious shit. You make up claims about somebody that are patently false and continue to peddle them. There might be consequences at some point for saying a human being did horrific things to their children when they clearly did not. Maybe, just maybe. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in right there as we continue our conversation about the aftermath and the consequences of the Lindsey Clancy case.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.